football on Off the Ball.
Now, and for some considerable time, we're much more proficient as in the media and in the public about describing the art, both the art and the science of being exceptional players, what it takes, how they think.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Daily.
So here with Kevin O'Brien. Kevin, I suppose over the last number of months we've been building up to announcements about this European T20 franchise league. We've now launched the Dublin one. This league looks like it's going to be a bit of a game changer for European cricket.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, you know, you've got six franchises, two from Ireland, two from Scotland, two from Holland. You know, bringing players from all over the world. You know, some of the best players in the world have signed up and committed to it. You know, we've seen the first three franchises were obviously announced in Sydney back in kind of January, I think it was, and then the final three here. So, you know, having Jonty Rhodes and Raul Dravid linking it with the Dublin team and Rotterdam to add to, you know, the list that are already been announced. So it's going to be a game changer, I think, firstly for the players here in Ireland, Holland, and Scotland, across Europe. You know, I think it's going to give them a great opportunity to compete with and against some of the best players in the world. Mm. I think for the fans, it's going to be a great opportunity to come and see some high quality cricket. And also for the administrators, the umpires, you know, people who are involved in the game here across the continent, it's going to be a great opportunity for them to see top level cricket close up.
And as well, a great opportunity to provide employment through cricket as well.
Absolutely. You know, I think the players, from the player's side, you know, it's an opportunity to get their name on the franchise circuit, and, you know, obviously a good performance, you know, in this tournament can open doors, you know, into other tournaments around the world, of which there are so many. So, you know, and then also from a coach's point of view, or, you know, it's a great opportunity again to work with some world class players and, you know, work with some world class coaches. Again, you know, a good performance could open up opportunities in other leagues around the world. So it's for everybody involved in cricket here in Ireland especially, it's a great opportunity.
And you've obviously experienced in the past as well, having played in the IPL. So like, what in terms of that sort of franchise piece, like what can people who you know, wouldn't be that sort of in tune with cricket expect from this type of thing?
Yeah, I think I was fortunate to play in, you know, a few leagues around the world. Not the IPL, unfortunately, but
IPL?
No. Yeah, do you want to ask that again?
Yeah.
No, I didn't play IPL.
Sorry,
No.
What was it?
I played Caribbean League. I played Afghanistan League.
Yeah,
New Zealand.
Sorry.
No,
yeah. Apologies.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so you have obviously experience in playing in various leagues. What can people who might not be in tune with cricket expect from this kind of settle?
Well, you've got to expect high quality cricket. You know, you've got some of the best players in the world have committed to it. You know, players from Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. I'm sure there'll be a few West Indian players will sign up as well. So amongst other players and alongside the international players from Ireland, Scotland and Holland. So, yeah, it's going to be high quality cricket. It's going to be fast paced. It's going to be loud and it's going to be energetic and music. And, you know, it's going to be really, really good to see up close and personal in the ground. So, yeah, that's the biggest thing and the best thing to wait. And, you know, as a fan who's going to come to the games, that's what they're going to get to see and expect.
And from your own perspective now, you're involved obviously with the Belfast franchise. How are you building up to that? We heard that there's going to be a player draft, but first and foremost, to explain, like, Irish international cricketers will get a chance to play in this as well as others from sort of around the continent as well. So how, from your perspective, are you building up to that for Belfast?
Yeah, so we've committed and confirmed, you know, five or six international players. We've signed a couple of players from the associate countries, of which there's a couple from Europe. And we've agreed with two Irish players that each franchise is allowed to sign before the player draft. So once the player draft comes along, we have an opportunity to sign maybe five or six local players. So local players, Irish, Scottish or Dutch. You know, so it's a great opportunity for me and the Belfast side. Obviously, I know the players from each of the three countries pretty well, having played with and against some of them and seen a lot of them up close since I retired now with my role with Italy. So yeah, I mean, it's a good chance for us to know who to target in the draft and what players that we look to sign.
So you've been pretty busy. So you're involved in this Belfast, you're involved with Italy, there's lots on your plate at the moment, so it's all very busy. How is it all going? Especially Italy as well, because I was actually, you mentioned the World Cup earlier on, coming very close to, you know, one or two shock results.
Yeah, so I've been with Italy now for 4 years. I'm assistant coach. Recently, we competed in the World Cup in February and March. Yes, we beat Nepal quite comfortably by 10 wickets, which was a big upset. And we nearly beat England and West Indies. So unfortunately, we fell just short in those two games. But the side of the Italian side has certainly grown over the last kind of 3 or 4 years. And in a position now where we're really close to having a chance to gain ODI status. So we're making really positive moves on the field, and also the Federation are taking those steps off the field as well to support what we're doing. So it's going to be a great chance, this league in particular, you know, for the Italian players to get in and play some cricket, and you know, with and against, as I said, some of the best players in the world.
And very finally then, Kevin, I suppose, look, with this, like previously in the one day game, you would have had it as the Intercontinental Cup back years ago. I know that's now gone. Is it a risk to be setting up sort of these big sort of franchises with owners in places like Ireland, Scotland, the Netherlands, where, as we heard, it's not the number one or two sport?
No, I mean, listen, the guys mentioned earlier on, I don't think it's as much of a risk as people think. You know, I think you've got people who are involved with the franchises that, you know, they're in it for the right reasons. You know, they want to grow the game, grow the game from the grassroots level up in each of the cities that they're associated with. So I think that's first and foremost is the biggest, positive from this league and from the ownership that is involved with each franchise. So they're doing it for the right reasons, and you know, hopefully over time the tournament and you know, the franchises can continue to grow, and cricket can, you know, make those steps up the ladder in terms of, you know, where it sits in each of the countries, you know, in terms of popularity. So we know cricket is a big sport around the world, huge in subcontinent. So being able to draw on that fan base and you know, potential new fans certainly here in Ireland and across Europe, you know, it's going to be a huge positive for the league.
That's perfect, Kevin. Thanks very much for talking to me today. Appreciate it. Raoul, welcome to Dublin. I suppose, first of all, I want to ask, why Dublin? Why getting involved in this now for, I suppose, August, the start of this European League?
Yeah, so I think just an exciting opportunity to be able to be involved in a franchise league in this part of the world, in the continent of Europe, in Ireland, where while cricket may not be the number one sport, or maybe not even the number two sport in this part of the world, it still has a lot of rich history and tradition and culture of the game. It's been followed, it's been played for a very long time in the continent. It just feels like it felt like a really good opportunity to come together with a group of really like-minded, quality people, both in terms of the other franchise owners and who are involved in the league, but is at the league level as well. You know, people who I think have the right idea and the right vision to be able to grow the game. Cricket Ireland, Cricket Scotland, and Netherlands are, you know, very established cricket bodies in the ICC. They've had a sort of strong history of trying to promote and support the game in this part of the world. They have a lot of knowledge. So a lot of these things coming together just felt like the right time. And when the opportunity came up, I thought, why not get myself involved and see if I'm able to, get some of my knowledge and get some of the resources that I have and get together a group of people that can help and, you know, grow the game in Ireland and in the continent and, you know, bring new audiences to the sport.
Because Ireland has been trying to achieve on the world cricketing stage for a long time, and I think if my calculations are correct, it's nearly close to a decade now since Ireland were promoted to a full member. Are these the kind of opportunities that you were looking to sort of take advantage of and the growth of cricket here?
Yes, I think, you know, there is a lot of talent, as we have seen in Irish cricket. There's no doubt about it. But that talent needs opportunities. It needs opportunities to be able to grow. And I think the chance to bring together, some of the best players in the world here. And I think T20 cricket in some ways allows you to do that because of the nature of the sport and the fact that, it is in some ways you can sort of bring some of the best players in the world to be able to play with some of the local players for a short period of time. And there's a lot of exchange of knowledge, a lot of exchange of ideas. And what we've seen with this in a lot of other parts of the world, and I can speak for India, is that the benefit of a franchise league like the IPL and what the kind of impact it's had on Indian cricket and some of the Indian young cricketers in terms of just growing them and their potential has been immense. And it might take some time. Obviously, these things take time. I mean, the IPL is going on for 19 years, and it's only just recently that we're seeing India become a very, very strong white ball team. So it requires patience. Some of these things don't happen overnight. But I think it's a step in the right direction. I think for the players of the continent, and especially a lot of the Irish players, I think this is going to give them a great opportunity to be able to aspire for something, to be able to play in a league, and also for them to have the opportunity to interact with some of the best players and some of the best coaches in the world. Mm-hmm.
So Dublin is one of two Irish franchises, Belfast being the other one. Describe how the league is going to work and how that all comes together.
So in my knowledge of the league, really it is six teams, a couple in Ireland, two in Scotland, and a couple in Netherlands as well. Again, I might be speaking a little bit out of turn, but I think the matches are going to be held in Dublin and in Amsterdam, as you know, that's the sort of plan to sort of play it in these two countries. It starts on August 26th. I think it's in these two cities for the first year, and then hopefully the opportunity to be able to grow it to other places as the years go by. So four overseas players, five players from the three countries, and two players from associate players from other parts of the world as well. So I think it's going to be an exciting mix of people and a really good opportunity for a lot of the players from the associate countries to be able to play in a top-class league and also to interact with some of the best players in the world.
From an international standpoint, I think Ireland have lost the last eight T20 meetings against India. So is this the kind of the opportunity that national teams like Ireland and like Scotland and the Netherlands, etc., need to be able to compete at that level, and the experience of T20 to be able to, as Ireland will be against India later on this summer, be able to compete properly in that environment?
Yeah, competing against some of the best teams in the world requires a lot of partnerships, a lot of teamwork. It can't be done in isolation. And Cricket Ireland is obviously doing its best and doing a great job. And, we hope that through this league, we'll be able to participate and partner with them to be able to help and grow and develop the game and give some of their players the opportunity to be able to compete with some of the best teams in the world. Is Ireland going to beat India in a month's time? I don't know. It's going to, I think they're competitive enough. And
They came close recently.
I'd be really happy for them to do well, and especially some of the Dublin boys who we're going to sign. I hope they do very well. I'll still maybe root for India, but but look, we really want, I think the world needs to see the game to grow, and we need teams to become competitive. I think if we really want to, grow the game, we need not just three or four teams being successful and doing well all the time. We need others to grow. That might take a little bit of time, might not happen immediately, but I think a lot of this is partnership. It's about Cricket Ireland, it's about this league, it's about the clubs, it's about everyone coming together and trying to do their best to ensure that the young talents in these countries get the opportunity to be able to play at their potential. And if they do that, there's no doubt that we've seen through other sport that physically and in terms of skill have all the skill. It's about the opportunities, and hopefully I'm really hoping that this league will give them that opportunity to be able to develop and grow their talents and think about the sport as something they can pursue.
Off the Ball Daily.